Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I am so excited today. I have one of my favorite people with me, Dr. Gabrielle, and she is joining us from Pennsylvania. She has a practice there with her husband, Trey. And today we're just going to dive a little bit into her story, kind of how she started up. She had an amazing amount of success. Her and Trey have grown their office from zero to essentially over 500K in annual revenue in less than 2 years. And they are just the ultimate go-getters. And so I wanted to share a little bit about her story. We've been working together for 2 years and she is one of my favorite people to work with because anything I say, she goes and implements like the minute we're done with the call. And I think that has definitely added to her success, but I wanted to bring her on so she could share with you guys what she thinks has been instrumental in the success that she's generated. So thank you for joining us today.
Yes, I'm super excited to be here and to chat about our startup journey and where we are now and just all the things that we have done to get to where we are now. And then obviously to talk a little bit more about the things that we have coming up.
Yeah. So break it down. Like, how did you guys start? How did you guys decide to open a practice? What did that look like?
Yeah. So I was probably a trimester. So I went to Parker University. We had trimesters. So I was in my second to last trimester at Parker and Trey was working as an associate 5 hours away. So we were doing all the things, the long distance, the figuring out what are we doing? Thought about potentially jumping on an associate position, but then, you know, just trusting in what God's plan was for us. And that looked like opening up our own practice up in the Philadelphia area, which is where I am from. And so we did a lot of brainstorming. And during my last trimester of chiropractic school, I graduated in December 2020 and then moved back home. Trey was still working as an associate up until April. So we were still 4 months apart. So Trey was doing all the back end things while I was up here looking for spaces, connecting with other providers, negotiating leases, trying to find funding while Trey was like doing like the back end things, like the website and the social media and saying like, hey, Gabrielle, I need you to do this, 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 and this. So we work so good as a team. We really, really do. And then we opened up, Trey moved here in April 2021, took a big road trip from Texas to Pennsylvania. And then we opened up our doors the second week of May of 2021. And it has been so much work, but it is so rewarding, so fulfilling. And it really has been awesome since.
You guys literally have hit the ground running. Like, I don't even think until this conversation right now, I realize how new into practice you guys were when we started working together. Like, I think I thought you guys had already been established for like a year, but you really weren't.
So we opened and then we started working with you in November of 2021.
Wow.
So like really early.
Yeah, definitely. Which I think speaks to your success too, is like, from early on, you guys knew like we want a mentor. We want to make sure that we have somebody on our team that's accelerating our path and helping us get to where we want to be faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I think it is so important to have, even if you're not necessarily struggling yet, it is so important and imperative to have people on your team that are super accessible, who are really facilitating your growth and know us as humans and what our goals are and really helping us to flourish that as well. And how important that is to have that early on in your career when you're opening up, because that just makes a world of a difference come where we are really 2.5 years. And then obviously along the way, like 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, so on and so forth.
Oh, totally. I'm a psychopath. And now I have like at least two coaches at once. And I don't know what that says about me. I like to think it means I'm super dedicated to growth. But I think, you know, now that we're in other business ventures too, it's like, okay, we need a coach for other things that we're doing. So I've always super valued mentorship for myself. I'm very similar. Coach, before I even opened, I knew I was going to potentially purchase a practice from another chiropractor. And so I was like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I need to speak to somebody who's been here, done that. So she definitely helped us navigate what that looked like in purchasing the practice as well. What would you think the evolution of your mindset has been kind of from that startup to where you are now? Like, obviously that's been a very quick 24 months, but how has your mindset evolved throughout that time?
Yeah. So even coming in, I think students can relate to this too. There's like this imposter syndrome that happens where it's like one day you were a student, then you graduated and then you become a doctor and you're like, whoa. And then all of a sudden you open your doors and like, whoa, now I'm an entrepreneur and I'm this like crazy person in the community, like just trying to share your mission and vision. So there can be this mindset. And I know I've continued to work and improve on it as well. It's like, okay, what does this look like? And, you know, that scarcity model versus like, no, this is an abundant, flourishing model. Like my mindset has changed about that. My mindset has changed about just money in general, which I think is crucial too, that nothing is instant, that when we do things, we're playing a long-term game as well. And just really kind of trusting and enjoying the process. As well.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. And that's the thing. I think all of us as entrepreneurs, even for the listeners, it's like, we think of something, we want it tomorrow. It doesn't mean that it can't happen quickly, right? But we're not Amazon Prime. Like we can't just Amazon results tomorrow in our businesses or in our lives. And that's really the key to knowing, like, I'm here for the journey. The glory really is in the journey and the processes and the person you become along the way. And so learning too that if you can enjoy the process, you're always going to reach your destination. And I love that you mentioned that because so often we're so hyper fixated on immediate results that we forget that we're doing this. Like we're in this profession, we're in chiropractic because we love serving people. We opened a business because yes, we want a little bit of freedom to be in charge of our own destiny and our own outcomes. But ultimately, it's because it's how we want to show up every single day in our lives, right? Like we thoroughly enjoy it. And I love that you've shared that too. I think a lot of people could relate to having money mindset issues. I think what happens with our money mindset over time is that we work on it a little bit and then we put it to use. And so we achieve more success. And then right when we're on the cusp of achieving something new, the little money mindset head just pokes its head right back out. And it like comes out of nowhere and it brings up all these old beliefs that you used to have. And it's like, okay, now at this new level, I have to handle my money mindset beliefs at this level, right? And then you're like, okay, cool. And then you constantly evolve and you constantly grow and whatever is still a little unresolved is going to pop its head out again. And so I think it's good to know as well that as you grow, evolve, become a higher version of yourself, there's going to be new limiting beliefs that pop up that you're just going to need to address over and over again. So since you guys are a husband and wife team and you work in the same practice, talk a little bit about the different roles that you guys have.
Yes. So I would say, and Trey would agree with this too, I am more the face of our practice as far as like, I'm the one in the community, like doing events, potentially a little bit of social media stuff, hosting groups. Trey is very big on the analytical side of practice, loves numbers, loves looking at trends, loves saying like, hey, this is where we need to kind of focus on and then Gabrielle, you take this and then run with it. We have a really cool dynamic too. And it's so interesting because I feel like our dynamics are same in practice and they are outside of practice as well. But that's where I would say our differences are. But we, again, that blending piece, we talked about it even in the mastermind too, the projector versus the...
Yes. So the visionary versus the integrator.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Which I think are very, like Trey is more of the integrator role and I would be more of like the visionary. And that is similar in practice, which I'm sure we will can talk about that more too. But our
totally.
In practice and they are outside of practice as well.
Yeah, that's something important. If you work with your spouse, you should definitely know what role you are. I'll actually throw a little quiz that you could take in the show notes if you're listening to this and are like, oh, I'm curious what I am. So you guys know your roles within your practice and where would you say some of your success has come from? Like what are things that you guys are constantly looking at to determine where you're going?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's one, playing on our strengths. So there's a lot of weaknesses that I have that Trey's actually very good at. So playing on that. Having a coach, for sure, I think is really number one. Having a support system too. Investing in yourself. I really cannot stress that enough. Like that is where the gold is too, is investing in yourself and your knowledge and just your team. All of that is super important too. And then just being super disciplined, I think. Like eliminating distractions when you're trying to get tasks done. Really working out your schedule. Like even if you set out 1 hour to just work with no distractions, you get so much done within that hour too. I think knowing that has been a game changer for our success as well.
One thing that I think you guys have done really well too, and I've even shouted you guys out for this before too, is that you guys are super quick implementers. Like you guys learn something new. You don't wait a month to implement it into your practice or into your life and your business. You're like, cool, we're going to do this now. The other thing that I notice about you guys is that you're really good at self-analysis and self-reflection and being like, okay, where can I improve? You know, looking right. at what did I say on this day one that worked really well and what was maybe not so good that I could improve for the next time? What are we saying over the phone that's attracting all of our ideal clients? It's super resonating with them. And what is my staff saying that maybe we need to tweak a little bit to have it resonate better with our clients? You guys are constantly looking at your processes and your systems and fine tuning them, which I think makes the world a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely does. And also like being able to take criticism too, or like to hear that, because sometimes it's really hard to just turn like one eye or not even listen to it. But I think like you had mentioned, we do a decent job at taking that in and making those changes.
Absolutely. And that is such a good point to make for anybody listening to this. If you don't have anybody on your team or in your life, in your circle, that's providing some of that constructive criticism, you likely have a weak circle. I don't want to be around only people who tell me how amazing and fantastic and above and beyond I am every single day. Like, sure, my ego likes it. Sure, I'll take a little bit of it. Like, you can tell me how cool I am a little bit. But if there's nobody being like, I mean, and for Kyle and I, you know, we even shared this at the mastermind too, that like we call each other on our shit all the time. So if I haven't worked out in 5 days, Kyle's like, what are you doing? Stop working. Go for a walk, get on the Peloton, go to the gym. Like, you need to clear your head, just because we have high standards for every area of our life. And so it's really important that you have people in your life that could be like, hey, are you okay? First of all, if you're like not in the mood, not in the zone, like if you're just not seeming like yourself, are you okay? Is something wrong? Can I help you? And also, if you're doing something that's not aligned with who you are, who you want to become, having somebody that can call you out for that, having somebody that can help keep you accountable, having somebody that's going to kind of force you to play at that bigger level. Sometimes it is a coach. Sometimes it's our spouse. Sometimes it's people on our team. Like, I want my team to expect more out of me too. I don't want them to give me a pass just because I'm the owner of the clinic. It's like, hey, if I didn't show up to team meeting or I didn't come prepared, I would want them to hold me accountable for that, right? So I think that one of the things we could do as we're growing our businesses and our lives is like, who's in your circle that's holding you accountable to a higher standard? And if you don't have somebody, you need to look at elevating your circle as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's why my mom's not my coach.
Right? Yeah, because you did such a good job, honey. I know. Oh my God. It's so funny you said that, because the other night, Kyle and I were playing in our front yard with Jet and we were like throwing up a ball, and he loves to see which one of us can throw it higher. And actually his dad does it every time. And so then he threw it, and of course it was like barely got over his head. And he did like two or three times and we're like, good job. We saw him getting frustrated and he was like, no, good job. And I was cracking up because I was like, actually, you're right. I shouldn't tell you it was a great job if it really was subpar effort. But it's like, our parents naturally tell us how phenomenal and amazing we are. We need some other people in our circle to be like, hey, here's where you can make a little bit of improvement. And when we're our own bosses, we don't hear that often. So you guys implement, you're good on communication, you have good advisors on your team. What would you say? Well, for people that don't know, I think we mentioned a little bit at the beginning of the episode, you recently joined the Wealthy Practitioner as a coach, and we are navigating Wealthy Practitioner Accelerator together. So one, what made you want to diversify your income? So that was, you had reached enough success. That's not like, that's not a thing we shouldn't say, but you had generated a good amount of success that you were like, hey, I have more capacity. I can give more. I want to diversify into other realms. What kind of opened up that opportunity for you?
Right. So I think it's also finding like more fun in your life. What else am I potentially really good at that also sets my heart on fire? And I have some time with it. Why not use different parts of my brain, you know? And so that set my heart on fire to do that. And it's kind of similar to chiropractic too. As chiropractors, we are just facilitating healing. We are not the healers. Same thing when it comes to a coach, we are facilitating growth and flourishing the person that we're working with. We're not the success in their lives. So
totally,
it has been just like super fun really to talk and connect and to help guide people. And then at the same time, like, you know, we talk about this all the time, like it, these people are getting incredible results. Like even the messages that we got on our Circle app yesterday of like, this is amazing. Or I had like these many people call me and reach out as new practice members, or I just got like 3 Google reviews, or I had this really great conversation with this osteopath. Like, that's amazing. And just again, flourishing and help facilitating that, I think has been
that
super fun.
That is honestly the most fun of consulting to me is like when people start getting results and then it feels like I'm winning, you know, because it's like, oh my God, you're crushing it. This is sick. That's why I love to share little snippets on my social at the end of the month of clients texting me their wins or what they crushed, whether it was in home or business, whatever, because it is so fun to see people winning and it is so fun to see people hitting their goals and being a part of that, right? Being the facilitator, like you said, there is nothing more fun. And, you know, little plug for WPA. We will be opening it again in November, but right now we're working with the first cohort. And it is so fun. They're sharing their wins. And some of these people are just opening a brand new practice. Some of them have been in practice for like 8 to 10 years, but never been really able to get past that 10K a month hump. And to see them actually implementing the stuff we're teaching about and having it work is just so cool. And I'm not shocked because I know the process works, but it's just cool when people actually take it and run with it, what's possible. And what made you, by the way, what made you want to join Wealthy Practitioner? Was it like our values were aligned?
Yeah. So I think it's a lot of different things. So one, they're the PEDS prenatal focus for sure. To the East Coast piece, right? Because East Coasters are definitely different than the rest of the country. But yeah, when you look for someone, you want to be like, okay, this is potentially like what I want. Like someone who prioritizes their marriage and their family, I think is amazing. Someone who is not just all work and no play, that has that play in their life, that wants to do really fun things with their family, that wants to leave like a legacy and impact for their family, not just in their community, but also in their family as well. And I think that is what is super attractive about joining this program and working with you as well. And Kyle too. Kyle has a lot of amazing wisdom that he shares. We were sitting across the dinner at the retreat that we did, the intensive that we did back in August, and just hearing, like, we gained so much knowledge and golden nuggets from him too. And that has been like just amazing. And that is, again, just a really big for you guys, which is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know. I always tell him, I'm like, you have so much wisdom. And it's funny because we were chatting about it. We might come out with a podcast about it soon. And we're like, let's just do a podcast about us going back and forth about bad ideas that we've given each other. And like, have we implemented them? Have we not? But like, he's my sounding board. You know, I bounce a lot of stuff off of him because he's very smart and has a unique perspective, definitely different than my own. But I think it was at that same dinner, somebody, one of the attendees at the Launch Your Legacy event was like, Kyle, how do you let Steph shine? Like, don't you have an ego involved? Like, are you okay with her being at the front of the table or like, you know, up here guiding this? And he was like, oh, I love it. Like, I don't want to be in front of everybody. I love being behind the scenes.
Yeah. No, that's so true. And another thing I forgot to mention. So we've actually, from the time we worked together, we've actually done some pretty cool stuff together, like the rooftop bar in London.
Yes.
Another thing that I've also told people who have considered a coach or mentor, like these are people that genuinely care about Trey and I, like genuinely care about our relationship, that want to know how we're doing, what our goals are, who want to celebrate us, who want to meet up with us on our honeymoon too. Like, hey, we need to have like a celebratory drink. That is so cool to have like people who actually care and aren't just like, okay, you're just another statistic, like who actually genuinely care.
Yeah, no, I love that. And that's one of the things too, that we try to be different about is like, I'm not just a numbers girl. Like I want to help as many people as possible, but I have to be aligned with them, right? I'm not just, there's a reason that I have a wait list for clients. It's not just, hey, I'm going to work with every single person that applies. So I think that's good because we are developing long-term relationships. It's like, hey, I'm going to send you a wedding gift. If you're my client, you're getting a wedding gift for me. And if we're in the same country on your honeymoon, we are definitely having champagne together, whether you like it or not, Gabrielle. No, I love that. And that's for me too. You know, I've always wanted mentors in my life that I could have a long-term relationship with that understood the differences of like, hey, now I'm a mom. So no, I'm not going to be working 40 hours a week like I was before. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on as a coach, because I think at a very young, I don't want to say young age, but even like young in business, right? Less than 5 years, you have already navigated what it's like to have a good work-life balance. Whereas I think some practitioners think when they're starting up in those first 5 years, like you have to work 6 days a week, whether you like it or not. Don't even think about spending time with your family. Heaven forbid you take off 2 weeks for your honeymoon. Like, how can you even do that? You guys aren't even 3 years in business, you know? And so it's like, no, the point of building a business you love is to have time to do other things that you love too.
Oh, yeah. So I'm striving to live for the European lifestyle. That is really where I think it comes to as well. Because again, going back to your core values as a business, if family is a core value, then you also need to show that in your personal life too. Like, hey, we prioritize our family. We prioritize our health and things like that so that we don't get burned out and that we can continue to serve from this place and give back to our community so much.
Yeah, and have fun. And that's the thing too. The more fun you're having in life and in business, the more abundance you attract. And I was listening to a podcast the other day by one of my mentors, Taylor, and he was like, if business was only meant to be fun and it was never hard, you would never actually grow, right? But when something is difficult, because we all know running a business is difficult. If it was easy, everybody would do it. There's days that all of us want to throw in the towel and be like, cool, burn it down, I'm out. And then you get a little bit of sleep, the next day you wake up and you're like, it's fine, I'm fine. But running a business is difficult, but it's also a shit ton of fun. And if that's how you actually get true growth. If it wasn't hard, we would be stagnant, right? We would have stagnation. If it wasn't fun, we'd be depressed. And so it's like business is meant to be fun, but it's also hard. But when you're ignoring the other aspects of your life that are fun, and when you're only focusing on your business and not trying to have this well-integrated, holistic approach to entrepreneurship, you are going to be burnt out. You are going to be depressed. And that's one of the things that I love about you guys. You guys have a three-day weekend every weekend. In our office, we have a three-day weekend every other week. And it's like, yeah, we're meant to explore these other things that get us passionate. And for you, that was, hey, I'm going to start another business. I'm going to partner with this company. You know, you guys are doing some really cool things within your office and hosting these big events, and you need time to be able to put those together. And so I think for people listening, you don't have to only work in the business. You also need time to work on the business. And that probably has added to your guys' success in the short amount of time that you've been business owners.
For sure. And I also think our practice members appreciate that. We even say this in our welcome letter too. Like, we guarantee that we will take care of ourselves so that we can help take care of you. And we promise that we will continue to learn and grow and learn new techniques and read research and do all these really cool courses so that we can come back refreshed to be able to better serve you and your family. So that's something that we also are communicating and also showing on social media too. And I truly do believe that our practice members appreciate that.
I love that. I love that. I don't have that. I want to put that in mind. Let them know how cool we are and how dedicated to improving we are too. They need to know that. I love that. What do you think is the next step for you and Trey?
Yeah. So we are, there's this really cool building down the street that Trey and I are just like, okay, that's going to be our dream spot one day. We're going to be in here. We already know that what walls were taken down in this spot. So that will be our spot that we're going to open up hopefully soon within the next 5 years. And then we're just looking to expand our team, hire a couple more docs, hire more team members, amazing front desk staff. And then we're looking to obviously grow our team and make a bigger impact in our community.
I love that. Is there like one gold nugget of advice that you would give to somebody in practice that maybe isn't where they want to be? If you could just tell them one thing that you think if they implemented in the next 6 months, that would change the trajectory of their business.
Well, to name just one thing, Steph, that's really hard.
Maybe your top thing.
Okay, let's just do top three. Because really, okay. I think there's a lot. There's three. So one, I would prioritize rest because we can't do anything when we're cranky and overworked. Every time I feel like I want to throw in the towel, actually, I just need a nap and maybe
totally.
A latte. Two, I really think hiring or just researching mentors and coaches who are building you up and helping you facilitate that growth and what you want. And number three, you know, invest in your community and your practice members and just being grateful, honestly. And just like expressing gratitude, I think would be my top three things to work
on. I think that's something amazing that you've done is like how much you've invested into your community, how much you show up for your community. One of the things that I was thinking that I thought you might say is just also getting out and meeting more people in your community, which is kind of what you said.
Oh, yeah.
Because you did such a great job of that before you opened. You right. were like all over the place, you know? But that's also what's added to so many people knowing who you are in a short amount of time is because you've put your face out there over and over again. I said to a client on a call the other day, I said, I want you to light a fire under your ass and go meet as many people as you can by December 31st and see what happens to your practice in 2024. Like, people need to know who you are and what you do. It's not like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm a chiropractor. Come get adjusted. That's not what I'm saying. That is so corny. It's not even funny. But it's like, hey, I'm Dr. Steph. Who are you? Cool. I love what you're doing. How can I support you? Great. I'm going to follow you on social media and tag you and support your business. Like, that is a way different vibe. And I think you did a really good job of that.
Yes. So post-graduation, so graduated. I gave myself 2 weeks, January 1st, I was out. I just reached out to 5 people a week from January, the first week of the year, up until our grand opening event, and have continued to send emails, IG messages to people in our community. And that has made a difference in our office. And it's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
It's really not.
5 emails or 5 Instagram messages, it's not hard. I made it really complicated, but now looking back, I definitely simplified it. You just find your providers and your community people. You can do that on Facebook groups. Mommy groups are great marketing research. And then you just send out 5 different emails within like the same room. And my biggest thing too is when you're meeting with these people, be genuinely interested in them and excited for them. Genuine, don't go and look for something in return. You are 100% genuinely interested in them, their goals, what they want for their practice, and be like, okay, that's amazing. And then don't even, like, my biggest thing is don't even talk about yourself.
Absolutely.
We're so self-consumed. Like, go into these meetings being genuinely interested. And if you're like, this could be a really great connection, then come back and revisit and have more, I call them coffee dates or lunch dates, but have more of that. And then watch your community just expand. And my biggest thing is I would contact anyone within however far a home birth midwife would travel, which is usually about an hour. That is the radius that I would contact people. Mm-hmm. And just send out emails. And if, hey, and I would just have a big Excel sheet. And if they didn't answer within like a couple messages, then that's fine. But the people who did, making sure like you're celebrating them and cheering them on, like you had mentioned, tagging them on Instagram, being collaborative for events and so on and so forth. But I would say, yeah, that was pretty big. And that has made a difference for sure. I have the amount of people, it was like over 200 people.
I was going to say it was easily over like 150.
Yeah. For sure.
And yeah, like you said, being collaborative with them on social, supporting them, cheering them on, and just being genuine. Like, I genuinely want to see other people in my community thriving. I want where I live to be a thriving community where people want to settle down and raise healthy families. And so, of course, I'm going to pour into that community. And also, they are going to connect you with other people that they know. If they're like, oh my God, I met with this chiropractor the other day, Dr. Steph, we had lunch, she was amazing, you should connect with her. That is how I started to get my name out there, because I was taking these doulas and midwives to lunch and these yoga practitioners. And I was just genuinely curious about what they were doing. I wanted to support them. I would go to their classes and courses and stuff. And then they'd be like, oh, you have to connect with my friend that's a speech pathologist, you know? And it's like, they really did the connecting for me. All I had to do was make that first jump. So I love that you shared that. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I know the listeners are going to get a lot out of this episode. And where can they connect with you if they want to chat with you on Instagram?
Yeah. So it's just at Dr. Gabrielle Manta.
Cool. I'll throw that in the show notes too. All right, guys, have a good one.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.